Investigators have revealed a lot by obtaining text messages from January 6th, 2021.
But they say they are not learning a thing from text messages by the Secret Service. An inspector general requested text messages by agents who protect the president. Investigators contend that after receiving that request, the Secret Service deleted the messages. Agents are part of the story of then-President Trump's movements on January 6th.
NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Grisales joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Okay, so what is the source for this statement that the Secret Service deleted what sure sounds like evidence?
This comes from one of many investigations into the attack. The House January 6th committee is a high-profile one, but this was the inspector general for the Department of Homeland Security, which includes the Secret Service. They wrote a letter to Congress detailing a request for these messages for that two-day period on January 5th and 6th of last year. This Inspector General, Joseph Kafari, said the department notified them that, quote, many of these texts were erased as part of a device replacement program. Kafari said in a letter to congressional Homeland Security committees that the messages were deleted after the watchdog requested them as the Inspector General's evaluation of events of January 6th.
Does the Secret Service admit they deleted these messages?
Yes, and a spokesman also said there's a false insinuation these were maliciously deleted, and rather the agency started to reset their mobile phones last January, losing this data as part of a months-long migration plan, and added they have cooperated with this watchdog in every way possible.
Okay, so they only push back on the idea that they did it on purpose.
Right. They argue they didn't get that request for the messages until after they started deleting texts.
Well, what could these messages possibly have shown?
Well, remember, former White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified before the January 6th committee in a public hearing the story of a standoff between Trump and his lead Secret Service agent, Bobby Engel, as Trump tried to join his supporters marching to the Capitol.
The president reached up towards the front of the vehicle to grab at the steering wheel. Mr. Engel grabbed his arm, said, "Sir, you need to take your hand off the steering wheel. We're going back to the West Wing. We're not going to the Capitol." Mr. Trump then used his free hand to lunge towards Bobby Engel.
Anonymous sources around the Secret Service have reportedly disputed some of this testimony, which was given under oath. However, that sparked discussion about new evidence of interest to the House Select January 6th committee, and these text messages may have been able to clear up that confusion.
Okay, what do the many investigators do now that they seem not to be able to get the messages?
Right. The chairman of the Senate Homeland Security panel, Gary Peters, said they need to get to the bottom of whether Secret Service destroyed federal records or the Department of Homeland Security obstructed oversight. Peters said the public deserves to have a full picture of what happened on January 6th, and he'll be meeting with the Inspector General Kafari. A spokesman for the House panel said they're also expecting such a meeting, and as it turns out, the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee is Mississippi Democrat Benny Thompson. Thompson also chairs the January 6th committee, so this will likely add a whole new line of investigation for the panel, which is looking to hold a hearing next week and issue a final report sometime in the fall.
Thompson's a busy man, and NPR's Claudia Grisales is a busy correspondent. Thanks so much.
Thank you much.